Migration and refugee issues aren't just fodder for presidential candidates. They're also at the forefront of Michigan State University and East Lansing's 2016 One Book, One Community program. The theme, Faces of Migration, the Human Experiences, features Enrique's journey by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Sonia Nazario and City of Thorns by Ben Rollins. As a refresher, One Book, One Community is a nationwide program that encourages communities to come together over a common media experience, reading the same book, watching the same video. You get the picture. Each community can determine its own themes and media selections and then choose events and activities surrounding those selections and themes. To talk about the local 2016 book selections, as well as what we can expect for this year's programming, are Kristen Shelley, director of the East Lansing Public Library, and Joelle Brown, program coordinator for the MSU East Lansing One Book, One Community program. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Migration, that is not an easy topic to unpack. There are a lot of terms and nuances associated with it. So how did you decide upon that as the theme for this year's program? And then how did you decide which books would best capture the migration experience?
Jennifer, you're so right. I mean, capturing the whole idea of immigration and refugees and migration is incredibly difficult, and the whole human experience of it. So when the One Book, One Community committee comes together. We are made up of MSU people and the City of East Lansing staff, and we come together and we meet year-round nonstop, and we discuss all kinds of topics, all kinds of books. And this year, we just thought there's so much going on with immigration and refugees specifically that this was an excellent theme. So we kind of came up with some books, and we came up with books on everything from, you know, gun violence to immigration. And we sent out books to our readers like we normally do. And overwhelmingly, the choice was Enrique's Journey. And we had been looking at Enrique's Journey in past years. Other stuff kept coming up. That was great, you know, too. So, and more timely. So this year, Enrique's Journey rose to the top, and it is truly timely, as we all know.
One Book, One Community is a way for the MSU freshman class, the incoming class, and the greater East Lansing community to come together over a common experience. So how does this process work, and why is it important to have these common experiences between the campus and city communities?
Really good question, Jennifer. But we need the entire community. We need all of Michigan. We need the entire country talking about these topics. They're important to all of us. I mean, I don't know about you, but one of my grandmothers, I know for sure, was an immigrant. And she, you know, migrated over. And I know that growing up, my mother heard only her mother and her grandmother speaking German in the house. That was it. So I think all of us can find that common theme with immigration and even with refugees. But it's really more of the human story of the journey, and the journey of nobody wants to leave their homeland. It's tragic. It's sad. They all want to go back at some point, but they leave because it's horrific, and they leave because they're trying to find, you know, their relatives here or their mothers, as in Enrique's case. His mother had left Honduras so that she could, you know, send money to the family. And so he left many, many times to try to get here to meet up with his mother. He was a young boy who was missing his mother. And it took him many, many times to get here. And it was horrific. It was horrible, you know, theft, riding on top of trains from Mexico, you know, being beaten, losing money, and then being deported time and time and time again. And this was as a young boy. So these are things that we need to talk about, of what it means, you know, the humanity of migration with people, and especially with young people, you know, people who are 18, 19, 20 years old, and then pairing them with someone from the community. And that whole conversation about the community, you know, community conversation happens when they're checking library books out, you know, at the desk, and they notice that they're reading like books, or they're in a coffee shop and they both have a copy of Enrique's Journey in their hands, or, you know, they're standing in line at the kickoff event at the Hannah Community Center. And Ben Rollins' book, City of Thorns, dovetails beautifully into that, because it is about one of the largest refugee camps in Kenya. And it's almost all Somali. And there's over a million people in this refugee camp in Dadaab. And, you know, those were set up many, many years ago just to be temporary. But a million people deep, those are true cities now. They're not, those that they've made cities. And I was very, very fortunate to work with the Somali population very closely in Columbus, Ohio, when I lived there. And many of the people I worked with had lived in Dadaab. And it's not a good place to be. And so, of course, they were looking for a better place. And they were leaving a country that has no government, for the most part. You know, the children that I worked with had guns in their arms before they ever saw a book. So that's the type of thing we need to talk about. It's the humanity of it.
So, Kristen, you touched upon a couple of topics that, like you said, a lot of people either experience or know someone close to them that has experienced that. And the emotions are those things that kind of remain consistent. And like you said, the humanity of it is really what brings everyone together. So some great, albeit difficult topics to talk about, but important ones. We are in the 15th year of the One Book, One Community program here in East Lansing. And how do you keep the book selections and programming fresh and exciting? Joelle?
Yeah, I think it just happens very naturally. As Kristen alluded to, the One Book, One Community Committee is made up of MSU representatives, City of East Lansing representatives, and then also community members from East Lansing. And I think the longevity of One Book, One Community, 15 years, speaks to its success, and that it knows the special stuff that makes community building happen around these stories, around these authors, around these books. Every year we just pay attention to relevant topics. We have a committee that loves to read, and so it's very engaged in what is coming up out of publishers. And Kristen is a great resource in what other libraries are using around the country and what has been successful elsewhere in the nation. And so from that, you know, kind of bank of resources, we have to think through some pretty specific things. One would be, is this book both captivating for first-year students at MSU, but also community members in East Lansing? Another is simply the author's availability, but then the author's willingness to both address 8,000 MSU first-year students at the basketball arena at the Breslin Center, but then also feel comfortable, you know, with a community question and answer moderated by the mayor. So it's an all-expansive program, and again, I think that speaks to the 15 years of it. It's such a treasure for the community, and it's really fun to plan. One Book, One Community, we come up with a theme, we throw it out there, and it's always amazing to see what kind of response we get. For example, every year we have an academic partners meeting for MSU folks who are faculty members or in administration who come together to talk about and brainstorm how to connect the One Book theme to their classrooms, to their work. And we have something similar with community members. And it's so fascinating and inspiring to be sitting around that table and to hear from a graphic design professor who can't wait for his students to read the book and create art out of the statistics or the book cover. Really just wonderful things happening in the community. There's this Immigration and Refugee Resource Collaborative that is doing work on immigration and welcoming refugees in the greater Lansing area that has been doing this for many, 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 many years. And it's fun that One Book, One Community gets to highlight their work and gets to, you know, encourage the community to think about this topic and include folks who have been doing this work already into the broader conversation.
So you touched upon it a bit, Joelle, but you're the program coordinator for One Book, One Community. You touched upon some of the events. What else can we expect this year in terms of the author's visits and some of the programming?
So as always, we'll have our kickoff event with Sonia Nazario at the Hanna Community Center. That will be Sunday, August 28th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, and it's usually a packed house. Doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7. There will be a portion where Sonia Nazario, the author of Enrique's Journey, will speak, and then there will be a question and answer moderated by East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows. That will also be live streamed through the MSU alumni website as well. Then the next morning on Monday, August 29th at 9 a.m. is the MSU Academic Welcome at the Breslin Center, and that's when all of those first-year students will come, and Sonia Nazario will address them as well. That is also open to the public, and that event, again, starts at 9 a.m. Then, later in September, on Wednesday, September 14th at 7 p.m., the East Lansing Public Library will be hosting a community event with Ben Rollins, who is the author of City of Thorns. And that will be open to the public as well and free. And he will be there to address, his book and then also question and answers as time allows. There are two other really exciting partnerships happening with One Book this year. The first is that the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum has an exhibition right now by a British artist named Sam Jury, and that exhibition is called To Be Here. And it is a mixed video and sound installation of a refugee camp in Algeria. And so Sam Jury went to that camp and has amazing video and captured some sound. And it really kind of takes the concepts of Ben's book and shows people what it's like to actually be in a situation like a refugee camp. So that is awesome. That exhibition is up now, and it will go until November 27th. And then the artist, Sam Jury, will be in East Lansing and will be giving an education talk at the Broad in the education wing. And that will be September 13th at 7 p.m. Finally, we are very excited to be partnering with the Lansing State Journal on a storytellers event, and that will be September 20th, which is a Tuesday. And the location and further details of that are still being worked out, but the theme will be crossing borders. And so we will, take these topics of immigration, refugee issues, and just the emotional journey of finding a new home and bring in people who have done that in the local community and really localize those conversations. And it will be an awesome event that I think will be enlightening for people who, have been participating in the entire month-long theme to see what these conversations actually look like on the ground floor in the greater Lansing area.
Well, it sounds like another wonderful year of One Book, One Community programming. Lots of great events coming up, and I'm really excited for the author's visit. So thank you both for sharing. I usually go to the kickoff event that day before the academic welcome, and it is a wonderful event. So get there early, as Joelle says. Thank you to Kristen Shelley, director of the East Lansing Library, and Joelle Brown, program coordinator for the MSU East Lansing One Book, One Community program. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for filling us in with such great information. So to learn more about the 2016 One Book, One Community program here in East Lansing, including all the events that Joelle mentioned happening here on campus and around the community, you can visit www.onebookeastlansing.com. For MSU Today, I'm Jennifer Orlando.